With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Beyond Delight, and they really pack on the home corner. Spirit of St. Louis still giving 27 for the quarter. Trying hard on the outside to Speak the Truth into the clear, hot and treacherous. Down the outside, still whacking away as Ladies in Red. It's Spirit of St. Louis joined by Speak the Truth. They're having a soul-stirring struggle on the outside. Speak the Truth. Spirit of St. Louis is going to get into another miracle mile, but it's Speak the Truth. Speak the Truth goes home to beat Spirit of St. Louis. South Coast Arden, Rock and Roll 2. Bondi Lockdown. Max
Speak the Truth takes out race 5 at Menangle, the Cordina Group Sprint, and secures its place along with Spirit of St. Louis, who runs second in the Miracle Mile next week. What a run. Working around to the death seat. $18 pop. Had to sit outside Spirit of St. Louis, who flew the gate to find the front and controlled things to suit himself. South Coast Arden got home well from back in the field, along with Rock and Roll Do, Hot and Treacherous, Max Delight. It was a really good finish by those horses, although they were a little bit back. Ladies in Red, no luck. Went three wide down the back, hoping to get around to the death, but Speak the Truth just shook the head and said, no way, mate. And unfortunately, Ladies in Red was stuck out three wide, first up from a spell, although still only beaten 8.4 metres, and they've ran 148.8, home in 27.4, 26.8, and she was out three wide. It wasn't great to see where she was, but wow, it was still a huge run there, Toc, but hats off to the winner, Speak the Truth.
Yeah, well, yeah, Ladies in Red, she'd actually never missed a top two finish, had she, in her entire career, and she does miss it, is when she probably needed it most to get a spot into the Miracle Mile, but not to be. Yeah, unlucky to be trapped wide, but still very brave in defeat, first up from a break. Yeah, Speak the Truth was sensational. I don't know a lot about him, obviously, being a Queenslander, but he was really good, wasn't he, in the death seat, and then racing clear to win. He's going to be, he's right in this Miracle Mile, isn't he? He's drawn gate one. He's a $6 chance at the moment. I mean, he's well and truly in it. So, yeah, great performance. Spirit of St. Louis showed gate speed, found the front. I had something small each way on him, so I was hoping he could have boxed on and got a victory, but he was very good. The run of the race, I thought Rock and Roll Do was just outstanding from way back in the field. Anthony Buck got off the pegs and was absolutely storming home late, running into fourth, only beaten just under 7 metres. But, yeah, Speak the Truth, very deserved winner of the Cordina Group Sprint. And gate one, he's got to be a player in the Miracle Mile next Saturday, Steve.
He certainly does. And another big player in the Miracle Mile, although drawn the middle of the field or middle to wide when the emergencies come out, was the winner of the Allied Express Sprint, which is Hi, My Name is Jeff. We'll hear the concluding stages for the race 6 right now.
Better Eclipse. Hi, my name is Jeff, is first into the lane. 27 the quarter. Let's see what Jeff's got. He comes into the straight and beats off Expensive Ego. Heart gets to work. Better Eclipse is down the outside, and Loyalist is putting in a big burst as well. It's Hi, my name is Jeff, the leader, with 100 metres left to go. Loyalist out of the ruck is finishing brilliantly, but it's Hi, my name is Jeff in front, and Hi, my name is Jeff, unbeaten at Menangle, beats the fast finishing Loyalist. Curly James flooded home, probably got third ahead of Expensive Ego.
Hi, my name is Jeff remains unbeaten at Menangle. He is a flying machine, flies the mobile. He led here from out wide. He's drawn a little bit closer in the Miracle Mile, so there's a big chance he'll be doing the same again there. Loyalists come from last, basically, to flash home and run second at very big odds for Joe Connolly and Seaton Grimer. Curly James also got home very well late. Expensive Ego had to do some work moving around to sit outside them. And Better Eclipse, who went three wide and carted the field up from about the, I suppose, the 600 metre mark. And he stuck on well to get finish in fifth position. But Hi, my name is Jeff. He just loves to get out in front and just free roll. 148.4, 54.3 last half, 27 and 27.3. It's going to be a great Miracle Mile no matter which way you look at it there, Toc.
Yeah, like he was ultra impressive. Just keeps on winning at Menangle. Obviously, formerly trained here in Victoria, and he's gone up there and joined Jason Grimson, and he's just done a wonderful job with this horse. Absolutely can win the Miracle Mile. I had something on McDan each way. I thought he was a little bit of a forgotten horse, to be honest. Not a lot of people were talking about him, but yeah, he was in strife a long way from home. So hopefully it's all good with him. But yeah, all honours to him. My name is Jeff. Loyalist was clearly the eye catcher from back in the field, and I saw an interview that Paul Campbell did after the race with trainer Joe Connolly, and it was an emotional Joe Connolly. He was really quite overawed by what he'd achieved getting a runner into the Miracle Mile. So you know, and it's hard to say that Loyalist can't win the race based off that. If everything panned out for him, he'd have to be a player. And the Victorian Hope, obviously we don't have a single runner in the Miracle Mile here from Victoria, Steve, which is, you know, obviously disappointing from our point of view. Catch a Wave winning it last year, so the trophy won't stay in Victoria. But
Curly James gets a run.
That's right, yeah. First emergency, Curly James. And if he gets a run, yeah, it'll be on the back of a really good third placing there in the heats. But yeah, hard to knock. Hi, my name is Jeff, and he's clearly got a big chance in the big one next Saturday night.
Well, he won't be handing up to anyone if he finds a front, which if the emergencies come out of, he comes out of five. He can win the Miracle Mile here. I think he's going to have to sit outside of Hi, My Name is Jeff. They're going to go 148 or quicker. If he can do that and beat these, he then, I suppose, I will tag him a champion because, yeah, he's trying to do what no horse has done before by winning the Hunter Cup Miracle Mile, and I can't think of the other race in the one season, which he is...
Inter Dominion? Was that last season? Last season, but yeah, in that short period of time.
Year, but yeah, it's something they haven't been able to do in that one 12-month season. So if he can do it, he's going to get that tick of approval. And look, he's still got a big future in front of him anyway. But this is the race that's going to test him right out to the max. And that barrier draw has made it extremely tough for him. Other Victorians up there, Bay of Biscay wins its heat of the New South Wales Derby. Sergeant Lou's already in the Derby. Nathan Street runs second for Freddie Tabor, so it'll be going through. D Rowe ran fourth for Aaron Dunn. So next week we will have some more Victorian runners up there in what looks to be an absolute magnificent night of racing at Menangle.
Yeah, for sure. In a word, Steve, right now, a question without notice, but who wins the Miracle Mile? Leap to Fame at 250, or are you looking elsewhere?
I'm looking elsewhere. I'm happy to lay him. I'd lay him at almost any odds because I just don't think he can sit outside him over a mile and beat them. I'm really keen on Hi, My Name is Jeff and Speak the Truth, and certainly put Spirit of St. Louis in there for a place. That's the way I would be playing it.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer that because I haven't had time to think about it. I just thought I'd throw that one at you.
Neither had I. I was just looking at the field while you were asking me the question. And sometimes when you look at a field and you get thrown something, you just sort of, your mind just clicks into gear. And that's how I just see it. I think, hi, my name is Jeff will lead. If Speak the Truth can kick up, which I don't know if he's got the gate speed or not, I don't know enough about him, but if he can kick up and be leaders back, or Spirit of St. Louis will be leaders back, then all of a sudden those three look, you know, that the Pegs runs, I think, is going to really suit with the times they're going to run. So that's the way I'm sort of looking towards the Miracle Mile.
Yeah, going to be a great race. Can't wait for it. Just a little bit disappointing from a Victorian point of view that we don't have a runner in there at this stage, Steve.